Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church, even though the weather does not want us to believe it is the Easter season. Indeed, it is. And this morning we have an amazing opportunity to praise God through worship with the Easter Cantata this morning. So you'll want to take a look at your bulletin. There are a few things that are a bit different this morning, including communion. We have some sung parts you'll want to be aware of. And then also we will be celebrating intinction communion via intinction. And kind of like when you're on an airplane, your nearest exit may be behind you. The nearest communion server may be behind you. So we'll have communion servers at each door, here at the table, and also at the pulpit. Please just move freely to wherever you are most comfortable. We'll also have some communion servers who will be wandering through the sanctuary. If you have any mobility concerns, just do a little wave and they'll be happy to share the sacrament with you this morning. We've got quite a few announcements, a lot going on this Easter season, so why don't we get started with a few of those soon.
Good morning. I know you've been seeing a bunch of notes in your bulletins, your Harbinger, about interest in a community garden here at Gates. We'll be in the adult lounge second hour today to tell you some more about that, what we're thinking of in terms of a design, timing, and so forth. Please join us, even if you don't think you want to adopt a garden yourself. If you have any interest in all in being involved or any ideas, please feel free to join us. To entice you a little, we have a few sweet vegetable treats at the meeting as well. Thank you.
Barb.
Good morning, ladies. On Saturday, April 23rd, we're going to have a one-day women's retreat at the Colgate-Rochester Divinity. It's $30 a person. Sign-up is in the kiosk. Deadline's next Sunday. Anybody has any questions, please see me. It's going to be a wonderful time. We're actually combining with Katie's church, Laurelton. So we'll have some new friends. Thank you.
Peter.
Good morning. First journey of the year from the Spiritual Journeys folks will be Exploring Spirituality. It'll be April 13th, Wednesday, at the YMCA at 7 o'clock. And our discussion leader will be Dr. Rebecca Letterman, who's Associate Professor of Spiritual Formation. It will be challenging, it will be interesting, and it'll teach us a lot about what is spirituality. Thanks.
Thank you.
And tickets are on sale. I always forget something. Thank you.
A lot of great things happening this season, and we also are thankful for the season of Lent and all your generous food donations to SWEM to build that Lenten wall of food. 739 pounds of food collected. So fabulous job. Thank you all for your generosity. And you'll have more opportunities to participate in feeding ministries coming up. Tomorrow we'll be heading down to Salem UCC. If anyone's interested, please let me know. And this is our month at St. Joseph to prepare the meal and serve. So sign-up sheets are up. Please sign up. And as we are going into this Easter season, check out your Harbinger. There's some great information about the worship series that we will begin next Sunday entitled, What Did Jesus Ask? And there's a book if you'd like to purchase and follow along with us, and then also on Wednesday nights, participate in discussion. And for anyone who is interested in membership, next Sunday, we'll have just an informal Q&A, so please join us. Lots of great, exciting things going on, but friends, it is time. Let us worship God.
Thank you.
Good morning. Please stand as you are able to join me at the call to worship. Come and praise, you servants of God. Alleluia. Praise the name of God. From east to west, from north to south, praise the name of the Holy One. Alleluia. Praise the name of God. God's glory fills the skies. Alleluia. Praise the name of God. Join me in the prayer of confession. Almighty God, in raising Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. Yet we confess, we often keep confessing, that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We silence our hallelujahs when we overlook the poor and become indifferent to calls for. Have mercy, O Lord. Help us to trust your power to change our lives and make us new, that we may know the joy of life abundant given in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. friends, believe the good news. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven.
Alleluia. Amen.
At this time, will the children please come forward? Morning, everybody. Well, you brought a pencil and paper. Are you going to take notes? It's very, very dutiful. All right, so welcome, everybody. How are you enjoying the music so far? What are those instruments back there that we don't usually have? Yeah, very good. Trombones. Write that down. How many of you have played a game called Taboo or Catchphrase? Anybody played a game like that where there's a word that you've got to get everybody else to say, but you're not allowed to say the word, and you can't spell it, and you can't say sounds like? Yeah, that's a word, that's a taboo word. And we've had a word that we have not said in church since Lent started, like back in February. And that word is alleluia. And that's the word that we're going to say over and over and over again today. Now that we can say it again, since it's Easter time, we're really going to get it out of our system. So the word alleluia is the whole theme of all the music that we're going to do today. And it's a wonderful word because the people of God, reaching all the way back to like when the pyramids were being built, have always said that word, and it doesn't need to be translated. It actually, if you were living in Jerusalem, 300 BC, you would say alleluia. If you were living in Rome, if you were going down to the catacombs at 100 AD, you would say alleluia. If you're living in France or Germany or Northern Africa, wherever you were, the people of God would always gather and say this alleluia. And I'm going to tell you what it means in a second. If I was going to sneeze, what would you say if I sneezed? Yeah, you'd say, God bless you, or Gesundheit, yeah. So, alleluia is a sneeze backwards. Alleluia means, you bless God. So, the choir is going to be sneezing a lot today. But whenever the people of God gather together and say, alleluia, that's what it means. That's what they're saying. We're all looking at one another and saying, you bless God. And we're going to sing an alleluia right here before you guys go to Sunday school. So if you have 591 in your hymnals, and this is important, I almost forgot. If you're checking your hymnal, if you're checking your bulletin carefully, you'll see that we misspelled it sometimes. We actually didn't. So sometimes it's hallelujah. That's if you're spelling it with Hebrew letters. And sometimes it's alleluia. That's if you're spelling it with Latin letters. We're going to sing a hallelujah, and it's number 591. As you're making your way to your classes, we'll sing that together. And John, take it away.
Thank you. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy. For the Lord, the Most High, is awesome, a great king over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet.
He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob.
Has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of the trumpet.
Sing praises to God, sing praises, sing praises to our King, sing praises.
For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm.
God is King over the nations. God sits on his holy throne.
The princes of the peoples gather as the people of God of Abraham.
The shields of the earth belong to God. He is highly exalted.
From Revelation chapter 19. After this, I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power to our God." Once more, they said, "Hallelujah! The smoke goes up from her forever and ever." And the 24 elders and four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who is seated on the throne, saying, "Amen, Alleluia." And from the throne came a voice saying, "Praise our God, all you, his servants, and all who fear him, small and great." Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying out, "Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns."
Amen. I know we Presbyterians can get a little reserved sometimes, but we praise God with our hands as well. Amen. A reading this morning from a poet, Mary Oliver. The name of the poem is, "While I am writing a poem to celebrate summer, the meadow lark begins to sing." 67 years, O Lord, to look at the clouds, the trees in deep, moist summer. Daisies and morning glories opening every morning. Their small, ecstatic faces. Or maybe I should just say, how I wish I had a voice like the meadowlark's, sweet, clear, and reliably slurring all day long. From the fence post or the long grass where it lives, in tiny but adequate grass hut, beside the everlasting. The faint pink roses that have never been improved but come to bud, then open like little soft sighs under the meadowlark's whistle in its breath praise. Its thrill song, its anthem, its thanks, its alleluia. Alleluia, O Lord.
Praise the Lord.
as we sing the Alleluias and celebrate the risen Christ, we hear the story that comes immediately after the women visit the tomb. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And talking with each other about all these things that had happened, while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him, and he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know these things that have taken place there in these days?" And he asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who is a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some of the women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and they said that they did not find the body there. They came back, told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb, and we found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are. How slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the scriptures and all the prophets, he interpreted to them things about himself. And as they came near to the village which they were going, he walked ahead of them, as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us. It is almost evening, and the day is now nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. And when he was at table, he took the bread, and he blessed it. He broke it and gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' The same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem. They found the 11 and their companions gathered together, and they were saying, 'The Lord has risen. He has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' And then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread."
Oh,
The one to whom we turn our lives over has invited us to this table. So whoever you are, however you feel, for whatever reasons you are here, come to this feast. Whatever condition, whatever your brokenness and hurts that you bear, know that our host is the one who teaches, the one who heals, and the one who welcomes. Our Savior invites all those who trust him to share this feast which he has prepared. According to the Gospel of Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it. He gave it to them and their eyes were open and they recognized him. Friends, the Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise, all the alleluias to you, O God. You are the creator, the maker of heaven and earth, and in ancient days, you created us in your image, envisioning us to live in relationship with all creation and with you. We saw a different way, and instead we went after worthless things and went as far away from you as we could. And even though you brought us back time and time again, we choose to see ourselves at the center of the world. And so, God, we join our voices with all those who seek you in every time and every place, calling upon you with hope. Holy are you, God, and blessed is Jesus Christ, our Lord, our life. Glorified as your Son, Jesus came to reveal your presence in the world. Waking us up, he opens our eyes to your presence all around us. And as we remember his life and death, as we come to this table of the resurrection, we sing of that mystery we call faith. Now send your Holy Spirit upon the bread and the cup, simple gifts from creation, which grace us with your life and upon those who gather around your table. Fed with the finest wheat, may we go forth to fill the lives of all whose emptiness imprisons them. Having tasted the cup of joy, may we bring the sweet honey of hope to those parched by despair. Welcomed without question at your table of grace, may we open our hearts to all whom have been forsaken by the world. Through Christ, glory and honor, praise and thanksgiving are yours, God of new life, with the Holy Spirit and your holy people, on this first day of the week and in all the days to come. Lord, we offer the prayer your Son Jesus taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts,
as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
We give thanks that Jesus, having faith in those gathered friends around a similar table on the night before he gave himself over to the authorities, so that they might remember and know that God gives strength. He took common bread and made it holy, just as he takes common people like each and every one of us and makes us holy. To remember, he asked that we repeat this act again and again, and he did so by saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Take, eat, do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup, knowing that we cannot live by bread alone, and he poured it so that we might remember the sight, the sound, the smell. And he shared it, saying, "This is faith made new. Faith you don't even know how to ask for. Faith that will surprise you. Faith that will sustain you. Whenever you drink this, do this in remembrance of me." So as we prepare for this meal, we have a treat, a way in which we are all going to sing the Alleluias. And in case you grab one, if I have some ushers who could, there are some extra inserts. We don't have enough for everyone, but if you didn't get one, just kind of raise your hand and it's okay, and we'll come around. Because we'd like in a few moments to stand and sing together a very, very familiar piece of music full of Alleluias. We're going to sing that together and then just stay standing. I'll afterwards have the communion servers come grab their elements and move to the different stations. But this is going to fill us with the kind of energy that I believe nourishes our souls and our hearts as we go out into this world to share the joy of Christ. I think we've got just a few hands. They're going, so we're good. All right. All right. Let's sing together. So please stand.
Thank you.
communion servers please come forward? We'll give them a moment to get into place. And, all right, just go ahead. That's all right. Want some bread. Let us feast here in the kingdom of God. Let us partake of communion together.
Thank you. Generous God, we rejoice in the gifts of grace and faithfulness you offer us in this sacred meal. May we turn and open our lives to be bearers of alleluias, where we may journey and with whomever we may meet. Amen.
And we continue our worship and praise of God as we receive the morning offering. Before we sing our final hymn this morning, I want to give an extra special thanks to Roy this morning and John, our wonderful choirs, and our guest musicians for all their work. Thank you. Thank you. So stay standing and let's sing together.
Jesus, to whom us sin.
Our benediction this morning, the words are quite fitting. They come from our Book of Common Worship and are normally offered at the gravesite. For God, you alone are immortal, the creator and maker of humankind, and we are mortal, formed of the earth, and to earth we shall return. For so did you ordain when you created us, saying, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. For all of us go to the dust, yet even at the grave we make our song. Alleluia. 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 Amen.
Oh,